In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun, and snap! The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the third episode of A Spoonful of Disney. It's been a lot longer than I expected since the last episode, but I was working for Spirit Halloween and got a lot of hours in, and then things just got a little crazy, and hey, we're back at it, and hopefully I'll have another episode out before New Year's Eve, but at the very least, I'll get this one. So, I wanted to start by touching on Disney and the holidays, because there's the Disney Parks Christmas Day Parade, which has, I believe, just finished filming at Disney World, I believe last weekend, and they filmed in Disneyland back in mid-November, so that's all filmed up and they're doing the editing, and I can't wait to see the parade this year. I'll be setting my DVR for it. And I still remember, I think, my favorite year for celebrating Christmas was 2004. My family went to Disneyland for about the week right before Christmas. We left right after school, got out the day before break started. And we, you know, flew down to the park, checked in, and the next day we were in the park, and it was just the most exciting thing ever, which is why I'm using the parade music that they have for Christmas Fantasy right now. So if you haven't gotten a chance to check out one of the parks during the Christmas season, I highly recommend it. It's a great opportunity. And actually, this music is a good segue into my current job, because I am currently a toy soldier in a holiday show that runs every night at Bellevue Square Mall here locally, and a lot of my Disney friends online are agreeing that this show is quite possibly the closest thing you can get to Disney magic without actually being at a Disney park. This is better than the Disney store or anything, because we've got fun costumed characters, and I'll give you a little bit of the music from that here now.
Good evening, everyone. The Bellevue Collection would like to welcome you to our 7th annual Snowflake Lane celebration. Snowflake Lane, featuring the Northwest's largest holiday drumline under the direction of Matthew Pettishell.
So as the official voice of Snowflake Lane just pointed out, this is the 7th year they've been doing this show here, and this will actually be my 4th year involved in it, so at the end of this season I'll have been in more than half of the performances ever, so that's actually a kind of nice feeling. It's a really fun gig. Earlier today, we had a meet and greet with some of the mall employees, and it was me and one of our Frosties and a mouse and a reindeer, and we were just having a good time. And, you know, I'll post some pictures on the show Facebook page and on my Twitter stream for you to see. You know, this is probably one of the most fun jobs I've ever had, is this show. You know, this is my fourth year, and every year it just gets more and more fun. And we also change it up for New Year's Eve. We do a different version where it's all New Year's music, you know, party time. This year I'm hearing rumors of party rock anthems, so try picturing a bunch of toy soldier drummers playing snare and bass drums and all of us shuffling to that song. I think it'll be pretty entertaining if we can pull it off. So if I'm able to find some videos from that, I'll definitely post them for you all to see, and especially if I can find one of me, that'd be so funny to see a bass drummer shuffling. Because I play bass in that show, and I have every year, although don't be fooled by the picture from today, because for the meet and greets we use snares only. So I just grab a snare for that, because we don't play or anything, it's just picture time. So, apart from holiday news, there's some more recent news with the parks. So let's take a look at some of that, and then we'll go into a movie review of The Muppets. And we'll see what else we can fit into this episode before I feel like it's too long. And I also do want to touch on Once Upon a Time. So I'm going to start with the parks and then work my way through the media. So let's take a look at Disney World. As you might be able to guess by the music here, we're going to be talking about the Animal Kingdom and its big new announcement that I'm sure most of you know about by now, and that is Avatar Land. Really? Did they really have to do it? I get the main thought behind it. And while they're going to publicly say that the main thought behind it is because they want to work with such a rich environment as Pandora, the real reason is because they think the only way that they can beat Harry Potter is by bringing in Avatar. However, I disagree, because I know that not only myself, but many of my friends all agree that if we were to have a 4-day trip down to Florida, we would spend a day in the Magic Kingdom, a day in Epcot, a day in Disney Hollywood Studios, and at this point, we would all go to Universal for a day just so we can see the Harry Potter area. Even if Avatar was open at Animal Kingdom, we'd still skip that park to see Harry Potter. Harry Potter, it's not going to be beaten by Avatar. I think the only thing Disney could beat it with would maybe be Star Wars. That's probably the only thing they could possibly hope to beat Harry Potter with, and I don't think they're willing to do a Star Wars land, as much as I know George Lucas would love it. That said, I think the Imagineers will do the best job they can with it. I actually got to meet an Imagineer while working at Spirit Halloween. He came in as a customer, and I asked him his opinion on it, and his words to me were, "The jury's still out." So, given that an Imagineer said that, gives me a little less hope on it. But the thing I'm worried about is this trend lately of one movie lands. There's Cars Land opening in California Adventure, which, granted, actually looks cool. There's a Bugs Land. There's the Toy Story Playland, not only in the Disney Studios in Paris, but there's also one that just opened in Hong Kong. And now they've got the Avatar Land, and they say that they want to try to bring it to all of the Disney resorts. And I can't even picture where they try to put it in Disneyland. There's no room. And if they were going to put a new land in, I'd rather it be something original and not based on one movie. Plus, if they're going to use the Avatar storyline, why not just use Pocahontas? It's a better movie anyway. So that's my thoughts on that. And I don't want to rant too much about it because, I mean, that movie sucked. And, I mean, say what you will, but I couldn't stand that movie. I watched it and I was just like, well, this was a waste of my time. So in other park news, there's been some recent upgrades in California Adventure, so let's move on to that. So the most recent updates I've seen for the Disneyland Resort are regarding Cars Land. There's a video that the Disney Parks blog recently posted of the Leaning Tower of Tires outside of Luigi's Flying Tires attraction getting put in, and it's in place now, and I can't wait to see it all in person. But the Cars Land area is just looking beautiful. The latest photos I've seen of the new Buena Vista Strader looking amazing. I can't wait to see it. Sadly, I haven't been able to catch as much photo updates as I'd like recently, so I can't say for 100% whether they've actually started on the construction for the new Fantasy Fair outside of the castle in what is now the Plaza Gardens, but I'm sure whenever they start it, it'll end up looking great when it's done. Cars Land is set to open this summer, as is Buena Vista Street. I think it's going to all be done as one big ceremony. I can't wait to see Cars Land. I'm hoping to go this summer, probably around the park's anniversary time frame, and hopefully I'll get a good opportunity to check out the new things. So I can't wait to see it. If anyone wants to maybe do a big meetup trip, that'd be kind of fun too. So I'm looking forward to it. And I, from what I know, that's pretty much all the recent park news. If anyone has any park news they want to share with me, feel free and I'll try to get you some thoughts on it. Whether I talk about it on the next episode or if I just email you about it or what. So, apart from that, I think it's time to move on to the studio side of the things, and it's time to play the music.
Started
on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, Muppetational. This is what we call the Muppet Show.
The Muppets is quite possibly the best movie of 2011. I think it's, for me personally, it's right up there with Pirates 4 for top two movies of the year. You know, and I've seen some other movies, and even against Harry Potter, I think The Muppets is probably the best movie of this year. So that gives a lot of weight, because I love Harry Potter too. I mean, each of the songs is just amazing. All the cameos, Now, interestingly enough, there were a lot of cameos cut. Ones I can think of off the top of my head: Wanda Sykes, Danny Trejo, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, George Clooney, John Krasinski, and many more were all cut. Apparently, actually, if they'd kept all those cameos in, the movie would have been closer to 3 hours instead of its current running time of 98 minutes. It's also got a, I think, about 10-minute Toy Story short before it. This one is Small Fry. That thing is a riot. So the entire experience of going to the Muppets is just amazing. I've already seen it 3 times. Shockingly, only paid for it once because the other two were free screenings, so works for me, but it's amazing. I can't stress enough how important it is, in my opinion, that you all go see it, because I would love if this movie can do better than all the other family movies this holiday season. Especially since Box Office Mojo predicted it would only do $60 million domestically. I want to have us blow that out of the park, and I think it will, because it was already at $45 million, I think, just with opening weekend or opening week. So we'll see how it does, but I think it can probably hit $100 million at least, and that'd be pretty good for the Muppets to come back with a strong audience. I'm going to play some short bits of the music from that movie, and I think my two favorite new songs are Life's a Happy Song and Man or Muppet. Is those two are probably the funniest new songs that they came out with for this, so I'm gonna just play you little snippets of each of the songs and let you this way it won't be total spoilers, so give it a listen. Here we go.
Everything is great, everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand.
Everything is perfect, it's falling into place. I can't seem to wipe this smile off my face.
Life's a happy song, and there's someone by my side to sing along.
When you're alone, life can be a little rough. It makes you feel like you're 3 foot tall. When it's just you, well, times can be tough. When there's no one there to catch your fall.
Everything is great, everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand. Everything is perfect, it's falling into place. I can't seem to wipe this smile off my face. Life smells like a rose,
with someone to paint
and someone to pose. Life's a piece of cake, with someone to pedal,
someone to break.
Life is full of glee,
with someone to saw,
someone to see.
Life's a happy song, when there's someone by my side to sing along.
I've got everything that I need right in front of me. Nothing's stopping me, nothing that I can't be with you right here next to me.
Life's a piece of cake, with someone to give
and someone to take.
Life's a piece of pie,
with someone to wash,
someone to dry.
When there's someone by your side to sing,
life's a happy song.
When there's someone by your side to sing,
life's a happy song. When there's someone by your side to sing along.
Is there more I could have said? Now there are only pictures in my head.
I didn't do it. I've been framed. Waka waka.
Gonzo the Great will ride this baby again.
It's Furniture Nicky, as furnished in the jicky. The Sagato tune is positively, most transparently bringing me down. 1, 2 and a half.
Heard me do it all again. Make them laugh like we did then.
I look around, and once again I'm on my own. My man in here, he's gone and done me wrong. No one's gonna stop this girl from having fun. I throw my hands up high and have a party for one. I'm having a mean party, a party by myself. A mean party, I don't need nobody else. I'm having a mean party, I'm the first and last to show. There's no one at this party that I don't already know.
I'm not gonna sit around by myself and wait for you. Haven't you heard? One is the new two. I'm gonna make a scene, I'm gonna make a fuss. Tonight I'm gonna celebrate with just the one of us.
I'm having a mean party,
I don't need no invitation.
Call me rich cause I got my money. I got more cheddar than some supersized nachos. Got cash flow like Robert has De Niro's. I use more greens than Vincent Van Gogh. I make the baker bake my bread out of dough. No, no, don't eat it though, it'll make you ill. There ain't no flour in a $100 bill.
He's tax rich man.
Oh yeah.
Everybody listen.
Here we go now.
Just how great it is to be him.
Oh, it's great to be me.
With this song, I'm not gonna put the finale version of Life's a Happy Song in, but this is Kermit's classic Rainbow Connection. But in the new movie, at first it's a duet with him and Miss Piggy. She should be coming in here pretty soon here, if she hasn't already. And then the rest of the Muppets are gonna join in as well, and it's one of the more heartwarming scenes of the whole movie. There's a lot of celebrity cameos that did still make it into the movie that I want to just take time to appreciate. Jim Parsons, who you heard in Man or Muppet, he's the human version of Walter when they're singing. And then Whoopi Goldberg, Selena Gomez, Rico Rodriguez. You heard Feist and Mickey Rooney in Life's a Happy Song. You heard, I don't know who it was, but there was a guest voice in the Muppet Show theme song. The character you see is Hobo Joe, which is one of the funnier ones. Jack Black is in the movie. Sarah Silverman had a cameo right before the Me Party song in the movie. There were a lot of cameos, and they were all well done. So before I move into Once Upon a Time, I'm just going to let you listen to the rest of this version of The Rainbow Connection.
It's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same.
It's something that I'm supposed to be.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the colors, the dreamers, and me.
So I wanted to touch on ABC's new hit, Once Upon a Time. The first thing that caught my eyes on it was, I can't remember when the first promo images came out, but I saw a news story that some of the former Stargate actors were going to be in a new show on ABC. And one is Tony Amendola, who played Master Braytak for 10 years on Stargate SG-1 and now plays Geppetto / Marco. And the other is Robert Carlyle, who played Dr. Nicholas Rush in Stargate Universe, and he's now playing Rumpelstiltskin in Mr. Gold. And so I just decided, well, hey, I'll give it a shot, see what I think of it. After just one episode, I went into the DVR and told it to record the whole series, because it's amazing. And I think that if you're listening to this, you probably have at least given the show a shot as well, because not only are most Disney fans, I've noticed, also Lost fans, but this show is tailored for anyone that is a Lost fan, anyone that is a fan of fairy tales, and anyone that's a Disney fan. Thanks to the Once Upon a Time fan podcast, I learned that Disney actually gave the writers permission to use some of the backstories that Disney created for their fairy tales for the show, which is unheard of. Disney never gives that permission, so the fact that the show was able to get that is pretty cool. It's doing some pretty good so far. I'm hoping for 5 to 10 seasons of it, because it's amazing. Basic premise is that Henry, who is a young 10-year-old boy, goes and finds his birth mom and drags her back to his hometown of Storybrooke. And there everyone is, they are fairy tale characters under a spell from the evil queen, who just happens to be Henry's adoptive mom. And he actually, if you look at the grand scheme of things, is Snow White's grandson. of course, the woman who is Snow White has no idea she was Snow White, let alone the fact that Henry is her grandson. She's just his teacher and thinks everything's all fine and dandy. But it looks like in episode 6, we're going to actually get a character remembering the fairy tale life from before. And it looks like we're finally going to learn the identity of Sheriff Graham. And I think that they called it on the Once Upon a Time fan podcast that it's that he used to be the huntsman. From all indications of the recent clips, it looks like that's the case. So if you haven't checked it out, check it out. And then I think this might actually be it for this episode. I can't think of anything else, so I'm just going to leave you with the finale of Snowflake Lane.
Thank you for joining us this evening. We hope you had a wonderful time. The Bellevue Collection presents Snowflake Lane every night at 7 p.m. now through Christmas Eve. Have a very merry holiday season and a happy new year.
At this point, I'd like to take an opportunity to remind you that you can like the show on Facebook, and then you'll be able to see announcements from me about upcoming episodes, polls, pictures and videos of Snowflake Lane, and local Disney events. And you can just search for the show's title on Facebook, and you'll be able to find it. And if you want to follow the show on Twitter, it is at Wraith Kelso. So it's at WRAITHKELSO. And if you want to send in any thoughts or questions, comments to the show, the address is a spoonful of Disney at hotmail.com. So, I want to wish you all a safe and wonderful holiday season, and try to get a little Disney spark of magic into your day, and if that means you watch a video of Snowflake Lane, hey, at least it's holiday magic. So have a wonderful holiday season, and hopefully you'll be hearing from me before New Year's again.